Mitch Seligson started the Latin American Public Opinion Project back in the 1970s, when many Latin American nations had military dictators. Today, the political climate has rapidly changed and become much more democratic. Seligson is headed next to Colombia, a nation he knows has been marked in the past by drugs and violence.
On the one hand, the country has had regular elections and institutionalized democracy. On the other hand, it's undergoing enormous violence and a protracted civil war. So our study is trying to look into those questions about how Colombia might be able to move beyond where it is and to sort of have a more peaceful democratic rule.
Seligson and his colleagues will survey 3,000 Colombians about their opinions on democracy. He says it's easier to get Latin Americans to respond than folks in the United States to surveys.
I think a lot of us here in the U.S. are kind of jaded about answering the telephone. First of all, we've got all these screening devices. We've got these answering machines. And we've got all these cell phones. And we know how to slam the phone down, not interested. But in Latin America, surveys are still less common than they are here. And we find that we have a very good response rate, that people are much more likely to be willing to open their doors and their homes to our interviewers.
Seligson's grant is funded by the United States Agency for International Development, which has spent extensive funds around the world, including Iraq and Afghanistan, on democracy-building programs. I'm Emory Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.